Welcome to Kansas City Cannabis, where local roots and city pride thrive. Whether you're new or seasoned to cannabis, our expert bud tenders offer guidance and a welcoming atmosphere at our four KC locations. Experience genuine service and hometown heart. Visit kccannabis.org for more.
You're in the program on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Soren Petro, Curtis Siebel, Jed Marshall here with you. Our thanks to Corey Anderson. He now begins his trek home after doing great work there covering the combine for us here on the home of the National Football League, Sports Radio 810 WHB.
Chose to walk for some reason.
I don't know why.
She's getting his steps in.
Daring move. Weird. Daring move.
Part of living healthier,
I guess.
He does not resemble that remark. There's a shot at Corey out of nowhere.
I like it.
Give you a chance to win some great Cajun food from Jazz, a Louisiana kitchen, coming up here in our next segment. You can grab a line if you'd like. Stump the Chumps is next at 913-383-810-810. Right now, though, we welcome in author, historian, man about town, good friend, Peter Yates-Enick. Pete, how are you, buddy?
Hello, my friend. How you guys doing? Everything all right?
Yeah, I got no complaints.
Good. You've been doing a lot of traveling.
Been a little bit
of that,
yes. Off
the air, we said, introduced to your family again. Yeah, that's good. Yeah. And your mom. That's good to hear.
Should be home for a little bit. I think the next thing that I've got is Final Four in Atlanta.
Right, you know, now.
If we're not.
Main the four.
If we're not quarantined to our homes because of.
True. And if anybody should have corona virus, yeah, it is you.
Oh, hey, thanks, man.
Who's your Final Four?
Who's my Final Four right now? God, I haven't given that any thought. We're so new to actually really zeroing in and focusing on college basketball. I do like, you know, I think Kansas, I don't think anybody's got a great chance to make the Final Four because I do think it's wide open, but I like what Kansas is doing now. So I'll take KU. I will take, I like Baylor.
Yeah,
I think
yeah.
They're real. I think the way they bounce back after that game and just destroyed K-State is a great sign for Baylor. I mean, if I get one of these four, I'm going to be happy.
San Diego State, I think, is in the toilet. I think they've reached it.
You think they're done?
Yep.
You're calling
sure.
it?
Sure do. I just that UNLV team they lost to is not that tough.
I'm having to look at. I'm going to the polls.
How about
you like Dayton?
At all? Kentucky, the sneaker? Way they're playing lately.
Kentucky, I do
yeah,
like.
Yeah, they're playing pretty well.
Calipari gets his team to the tournament.
They don't shoot well either.
No, they don't true. Shoot well at all.
They do
right.
a lot of good things.
And haven't. That's one of the real similarities between Duke, Kentucky, and Kansas, the teams that really recruit at that high level. They're usually not shooters.
Yeah. Maryland?
I do like what's going on at Maryland. I'll take, just to not beat around the bush, I'll go Kansas, Maryland. The Baylor teams, you know, you usually have to have some pros. So, I mean, Dayton's got one, got a really good one.
Yeah.
Kansas, Maryland. Let's take Dayton just to
I
spice
like
it up.
Dayton is a sneaker.
Florida State.
Yeah.
Kansas, Maryland, Kentucky, Dayton.
Yeah. Sounds
Let's get Mark yeah. Turgeon as first.
Yeah.
Let's get Dayton.
You know, he's
in there.
Done a pretty damn good job of coaching. He's a good coach.
I think Oregon's a sleeper.
Yeah, well,
I like some
well,
of the
tonight they're not
there.
They're not getting tested tonight. It's Oregon State at Oregon. That's nothing. That's not even worth staying up for.
Even if
I'd like to see Creighton get there.
Ionescu plays
Creighton
for
plays
Oregon.
Good ball. Creighton's tough.
Well, I like.
Isn't
I like,
it amazing the number of schools now that have become pretty commonplace as far as saying they're good as opposed to 20 years ago? I mean, you had the Blue Bloods, all that, but you didn't get. You had maybe the second rung of the Big Ten. In
well,
there.
I think the Georgetown, St. John's, and DePaul's of the world have been replaced by the Villanova. Well, Villanova, I guess, was there back then. But right now, the Creightons and the Seton Hall's back
right,
up there.
Right.
You know, yeah.
San well, Diego that State. League back there is just tough. I don't
Gonzaga.
Care. I don't care where you're playing. Catholic League is tough. They play tough basketball. I hated when I was playing ball. I hated playing against Hayden High School in Topeka because they were tough as hell. Down here in Kansas City, we didn't play Rockhurst. We played Ward, and they were really – I mean, both those teams gave us miserable times.
Yeah. Good to know.
Yeah.
Let's get some Jed lines.
Right.
Jed Marshall joins us here in the program.
Sounds good.
I was here beforehand also. I'm not just now joining you. We start in the world
– What?
Of youth soccer.
So is anybody is like, are we on TV?
I hate so
Nobody
much
knows.
About
just
what
like,
you
know,
choose to be.
I just I spoke in this segment when you introduced Pete.
Did I really?
Yeah, you took a shot at Corey, and I said I liked it. Okay. Plus, I talked in the last hour. You mentioned that I was here multiple
times.
We start in the world of youth soccer in the United Kingdom. British youth soccer players will no longer be allowed to head balls in practice, according to new safety guidelines. This is for children under age 6. What do you guys make of this?
Well, it's already in effect here. I think Mike...
You mean hitting balls? That's what he said.
It is what he said. And I knew you'd lock right in
No.
My nickname is...
No.
Poor choice of words.
Matter of fact, I'm not even getting in this one because it involves soccer. And the less I say about soccer, the better.
What age is it here? I know my kid's in the fourth grade, and they can't... Headers aren't legal in that. So I think
it doesn't hurt. Why not do it?
Well, they say it causes brain damage.
Oh, it doesn't either.
Every football doctor I come around tells me soccer is way more dangerous than football. And then I just laugh and go, I guess that's why I don't trust you doctors anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
Because that's the most asinine statement I've ever heard in my life.
Yes, it is. Now, soccer
I can cite a survey.
I could see getting hit with a medicine ball, but not with a soccer ball.
Easy. According to Kansas Youth Soccer, it prohibits players 10 years old and younger from heading the ball in practice and games.
There you go. So, yes, long overdue over there.
According to this, it will also remain a low priority when compared to other technical aspects of the game. This is the reason why it matters. According to a study, former pro soccer players, were 3.5 times more likely to die of dementia compared with a control sample, and 5 times more likely to pass away of Parkinson's. So I think it's good that they're taking the measures.
Oh, the ball.
Well, do we
Come
eliminate
on.
Heading altogether in the sport?
Pussies, get in there.
Wow.
It is. They are. The ball is soft. They're not getting hit with a medicine ball, for God's sake. It's an actual soccer ball. It doesn't hit. Let everybody do. Let 2-year-olds do it. Who cares?
Wow.
Come on,
Next
man.
Jedline, we head to the world of the NFL. Mike McCarthy.
I don't even know where to.
This is. Yes. Jedlines is off the rails already, so we're just going to continue to press forward. Mike McCarthy is in the news saying of his quarterback, Dak Prescott.
Wow. Prescott?
Dak Praska.
Dak Praska.
You want me to just start the chumps? You want me to just start taking calls?
Sure.
913-3810-810.
Dak Praska is the guy to get the Cowboys the title this upcoming season. Your thoughts?
I couldn't hear. Curtis was still talking.
I was trying to score comedically. Start again.
What was
Mike McCarthy says that Dak Prescott is the guy to lead the Cowboys to the Super Bowl this season. Your thoughts?
No. Not unless they have a great, great offseason. And they've got a number of guys. They've got a couple of Amari Cooper, the D tackle they need to re-sign. Yeah. They got a lot of people they need to sign. Listen, Dak Prescott put up a lot of good numbers on a team that was generally trailing. Simple as that. You know, simple as that. Dak Prescott is light years away from Patrick Mahomes.
Not even the same conversation.
And it's one of the reasons why. You know, no matter what Patrick Mahomes ends up signing for, he's going to be a bargain. Like, everyone wanting him to take a discount, all the top quarterbacks are giving a discount for what they're worth compared to what the cap is. The quarterback position is not twice as valuable. Patrick Mahomes is not twice as valuable as Chris Jones. He's 4 times as valuable.
Yeah, all right. Yes. I was gonna go at it with you there.
Times.
Yeah,
yep.
Yeah.
And you might be underselling it.
Yeah,
even then.
Absolutely.
Someone as good as he is.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't, you know, and here's another thing. Like, well, the Chiefs don't win the Super Bowl if Chris Jones doesn't bat down those passes. That's an erroneous statement. You don't know. They maybe don't get a stop on that series. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if you saw, they won by 11. Right? So, like, maybe they got to get a stop on the next down, but they had numerous stops of 49ers drives without Chris Jones batting down a pass because he didn't bat down a pass till the very end of the game.
Yeah.
All right, so that's erroneous. But I do know this. If Patrick Mahomes doesn't start and play in that game, they don't win.
8:45 left in the game. If he's not quarterback, if it's Alex Smith, I'm sorry.
They
no
lose
disrespect.
By 17.
They don't win.
Absolutely.
The Niners
tack
one on somewhere and they win
by 17. Yeah, when they talked about Williams or whoever it was being the MVP. No. Damn near every game that Patrick Mahomes is going to play in the rest of his life, he'll vie for MVP.
There is no pass to bat down if Patrick Mahomes doesn't execute the wasp play and take it on in for a touchdown. And then drive down and then hit Sammy Watkins for the big gainer that sets up another touchdown and gets them in front. The Niners would have continued to run the ball.
Exactly.
So there is no, which I had somebody tweet at me, Well, about Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes doesn't win a Super Bowl without Chris Jones. I'm not convinced of that.
Yes, he
but
does.
I am 100% absolutely, it's a stone cold, honest to God fact that Chris Jones doesn't have a ring without Patrick Mahomes. And that is why Dak Prescott's contract is of note and how it gets handled is of note, because here's the other aspect of it. You do not want to sign Patrick Mahomes until Deshaun Watson and Dak Prescott have signed. Now, they might not be able to with Prescott. If they slap a franchise tag on him, they're going to have to go ahead. But Watson's got to sign, because if the Texans signed Deshaun Watson for $1 more than Patrick Mahomes, which if I was the general manager of the Texans and the Chiefs signed, you know, $35 million a year is Wilson, the Chiefs signed Mahomes for $36 million, I'd sign Deshaun Watson for $36 million and $1 just to stick it to the Chiefs and try to create animosity in the Chiefs building. For at least the next year, after Patrick Mahomes signs his contract, he must be the highest paid player in football. Number one, whether it's 36 or 40 or 45, it's significantly less than the $80 million that Eric Eager says analytically he's actually worth under a $200 million cap. All right? And they're going to have $222 with the rollover this year. So if that's the case, he's giving you a discount no matter what over what his real value is. Therefore, you have to reward him with at least being the highest paid quarterback for a year. And if you don't, you're setting up potential problems in your own building. I don't know why you would mess with that.
You think that would bother him? It didn't ever bother Brady. Do you think it bothers? I don't think it bothers Mahomes that much. As long as they tell him, we're going to take good care
of him. You know, we say it never bothered Brady, but did Brady on his second contract become the highest paid quarterback? Because we all worry about Brady's contract. We quote Brady at 35 and 36 and 38 when he had a wife worth $1 billion.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That he was taking less. A significant difference in the situation of Patrick Mahomes. But when he signed his second contract, was he the highest paid quarterback?
I can't remember.
We'll have to go back. I mean, it was 2000 and what, five or six?
Yeah.
Like, that's what I want to know. I'll bet you he was the highest paid quarterback when he signed his second one. That's why I keep saying, you want to think Mahomes maybe could. Never should, but could give you a hometown discount. And talk to me when we're at his third contract. Yeah. But I don't even want, not for a second.
Yeah,
right. I have nothing but frustration with you. I won't say anger, because some people just don't know what they're doing.
Well, what he did is worth $100 million right now.
Yes.
Right now, yes. It's worth $100 million.
Yes.
What he did the last 2 years.
Yes.
Well worth $100 million.
Yes.
Next deadline, we were speaking of Tom Brady there a little bit. Sources say that he is open to finding a new home in free agency. And the boys from Pro Football Talk just put out, I know how highly you think of Mike Florio, that he his representation has already met with the Chargers, Raiders, and Colts. Which of these homes makes the most sense?
Chargers, Raiders, and Colts. Well, if he wants to win, it's the Colts.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I think they're the team that's the most ready to win. It's the Colts, period. If he's going to actually... If that's where he's willing to go, if he's willing to live in sleepy little Indianapolis, Indiana, there is no reason to come in and butt heads with Patrick Mahomes twice a year.
Yeah.
Like, if your goal is to win, then it's the Colts. If your goal is to get to your $50 million mega mansion every night, it's the Chargers. If that's what you want, continue your playing career and go home to your home every night, then go play for the Chargers. But the Chiefs are going to kick your ass from one side of the field to the other. So I say bring it on.
If you want to lose a lot of games and play in a weird new stadium, Oakland. Yes. Or Las Vegas.
Unitas Part 2.
Yeah,
he's got to get out there. He's got to get to the coast because he's going to do something. No, Unitas couldn't, and he's not going
to. The Colts are the team that's the most ready to win outside of the quarterback position. Right? So I would go there. If you're going to, I don't know why you'd go to the Raiders.
Yeah. Chargers at least got some dudes.
He won't go to Indianapolis.
I think the Raiders have some dudes too. Yeah. They got a tight end. They need a wideout. They've got draft picks to go get it, but how do you know Mike Mayock's going to go get the right guys? They got a running back. That helps.
Yeah.
They got a center. Rodney Hudson's still really good. I don't know if they figured out their tackles yet. Chargers O-line still needs work. The Colts have a great offensive line, cap room, and picks.
And a good guy in control of it.
If you want to win, you go to the Colts. It's a no-brainer.
Next deadline, the halftime performance at the Super Bowl with J-Lo and Shakira is still in the news. as the FCC puts out that they have received over 1,300 complaints, some people going as far to say that this was softcore porn. What do you guys make of this?
Well, those people have never seen
that
porn.
That was softcore
or
porn?
Or softcore porn.
That was, yeah. God.
Because that was
not
softcore
porn. Not even close.
Porn.
Not even close.
I don't know. I think it's fair to ask. I would like to know how many complaints?
1,300.
How many were white?
They didn't have the demographic breakdown in there.
But
how many were over the age of 60? Yeah.
How many were old white people?
Yes, yeah, exactly.
That wouldn't exactly. if the fact that it was Latino ladies was the frustration.
I'm 74, man, and I loved it.
I'm sure 19.
I loved it.
Hell yeah.
And I love her, and she was pushing her movie, The Hustlers. No, she's one of three people that keeps her beauty throughout the years. Sophia Loren, Helen Mirren, and Jennifer Lopez. Three beautiful women. No,
well,
she's beautiful,
Shakira's
man.
Not young either. No, she's like 38.
And she's beautiful, too.
Somebody told me she was 38. J-Lo's 50.
She's not that old, is she?
And I think she's 38.
Is she really?
I think so.
Huh.
I mean, I'm sure that 1960s Omaha was a great place to. We're not there anymore.
Let's take a shot at Omaha. That's
amazing. Nah, Omaha's divine, but that's, I mean, people who they really want to go back to the days when we just didn't see that stuff.
Could be Kansas
City. How am I
going
to explain to my kid
back then.
Talk to him.
Talk to him. Hell, they know more than you do.
Yeah, or change the channel.
Or have a conversation.
They got poles in the basement.
That happens.
They're pulling it down
the
basement.
I would prefer to not have the stripper pole on stage. I'm not going to lie to you.
Well,
that for me, listen, rewind 15 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, 20, 25, whatever.
I worked with you, man. I know.
15, what the hell am I talking about? I was 33 then. I was married. Like, you know, I'd have a different view of the world, but when you have kids and two daughters, you view the world differently. And I can tell you that, yes, if you say, hey, tell me don't put the poles on stage, yes, I vote no. But I also know that the world is not inhabited by 48-year-old white fathers, right? We don't get everything we want.
Yeah.
So that's it. You got to teach some lessons and do what's necessary to raise your family.
Well, Shakira turned 43 that day.
Really?
Super Bowl Sunday was her 43rd birthday.
Good for 43.
Yeah. They look real good.
Yeah,
next jet line to the world of the NBA, well, G League. Taco Fall was spotted at Chick-fil-A, and when reporters asked him how many sandwiches it takes to fuel up, the answer might surprise you. He said only three sandwiches. My question for you, how many sandwiches does it take for you, Saran, to eat from Chick-fil-A?
Well, you know,
Or Curtis.
I'm constantly, and I said this earlier, I don't know whether maybe it was yesterday or today, I can't remember, we're out in the hallways, we were chatting about something, I'm like, I've been on a diet for 30 years. I mean, you know,
really.
So, like, I don't ever get to go fully enjoy what I'd want to enjoy, because, like, you know, I'm drinking too many Coronas, or, you know, I'm not going to worry about the diet today, and so I consume 9,500 calories at breakfast, and then build from there. So I'm not the best guy because I'm always perpetually. They have like a club salad or something that I think is strong. I do think the nuggets are fantastic.
Yeah, I was embarrassed last week. I ate in there and I had the sandwich that's grilled and not fried. My upper dentures came out in it.
That's came out rough day.
It was.
The breakfast sandwiches are quite strong. I got no hate, but you know, even I'm older, it doesn't take as much food now. I just don't move as much.
Yeah. It's amazing how we
to be full, is that the question?
Could you eat? How many could you eat?
Full or stuffed?
Stuffed.
Oh, Christ.
Which most people would call full is what I would call stuffed.
Man.
I actually enjoy eating until I'm full. You know that? Well, I just eat until, like, when Nicky Lopez told me, well, I'm a guy who generally just eats until I'm not hungry anymore. I don't even know what that is. I can't even talk to you. Like,
that's
I eat to be full.
There's still more room.
Right? Then there's, like, I don't feel good.
Right.
Are we talking I don't feel good, or are we talking full? What do you call full?
Full. Not. I feel fine when I'm full.
Two. Two sandwiches.
Wow.
Pete, what are you, three bites?
One.
Oh, you
less than
eat a
one.
Whole sandwich.
No, less than one. If my teeth cooperated, yeah. No.
You haven't eaten two full
sandwiches
in your life.
I mean, it's a little nerve-wracking to sit in the joint, and people are looking at you. You look like a Halloween pumpkin because your upper dentures are sitting in the damn sandwich.
No.
So my advice is Enoch, eat the fried chicken sandwich. I could eat one of those easily.
I do enjoy having a 22-year-old intern sitting here listening to Pete talk about his teeth coming out. That we have spanned three generations in this room right here, and we're getting every angle on it. That's strong.
Yeah, the phone's ringing. That's probably good.
You know who it is? It's my wife.
Yeah.
Because this is about the time her and the kids are in the car listening, so this one's going over really big, I think.
Yep.
It occurred to me when I was talking
about that.
I've
always said how lovely your wife is, so I'm not in any trouble.
No, you're never in trouble. But
next deadline to the world of the NHL.
Could have picked something differently.
David,
why don't you move those deadlines off of the 3 o'clock segment? You know that's when I'm in the car with the kids.
Your wife likes me. She's a big fan of
deadlines. She likes you. She likes deadlines. I don't know that she wants it when the kids are in the car.
I did nothing wrong today.
Okay.
To the world of the NHL, Zamboni goalie David Ayers, who came into the Hurricanes versus Maple Leafs game.
I believe it's Ayers.
Whatever.
Isn't it A-Y-R-E-S?
Yeah, it's Ayers. I mean, it's
Ayers. Ayers. I believe it's pronounced Ayers.
Sorry,
it's just not spelled right. It's like Antoine Jameson and Antoine Smith, but they want you to say Antoine.
David, the Zamboni goalie, has decided that he is not interested and will not be taking any NHL tryouts with other teams. What are your guys' thoughts?
Well, Durr.
Loved what he did, though.
He coughed up the first two shots he saw. Like, it's a great story. They had a fat lead, and he didn't squander it. Right. Let's not act like he was, you know,
Glenn
Patrick
Hall.
Waugh standing on his head in a triple overtime.
Gump Worsley.
Yeah, right. By the way, I'd also like to report I'll not be doing any more modeling, okay? Yeah. In a related story,
I was once on the cover of a doctor magazine. I'm not going to be in Swimsuit Illustrated. I'm just not going to.
No
do
more
it.
Covers for Curtis.
No more. Stop. Everyone, stop calling.
By the way, and it was a complete fraud. I had that cover on my wall downstairs. It was Curtis holding up a really low cholesterol score.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It's like no. It was zero.
The couch
is like, it's your family. It's your family that is more than what you are. And Curtis was the fat ass with the low cholesterol. While some skinny guy is holding up like with a big frown
141.
I'm 400.
I'm like, I don't think so.
Cholesterol is dripping down his eyes, you know, coming out of his ears.
That was one of the comedic points of our shoot that day.
Yes.
I got the zero. Even people I didn't know were like, no way. No way, Tubby.
So I put that on my wall in the office.
Last deadline. Do you guys know who George Hood is?
Robin's brother.
No, Pete. I'm glad that we're going to stop Pete with the answers and guesses. Do you two know who George Pete is? George Hood. Talking about Pete.
George
Hood.
George, I like Robin's brother. Hood. Robin's son.
He is a 62-year-old Marine veteran from Naperville, Illinois, who recently set a Guinness Book of World Record for planking for 8 hours, 15 minutes, and 15 seconds, going on further to say, quote, I did it every day. I would blow off things to get my planks in. It was like sugar. Quote, my plank is my best friend. Do I have a social life? No, not really one to speak of because all I do is train. Your thoughts?
Number one, Pete has no idea what plank is.
I have not. You walk the plank.
Now,
I know that.
Yeah, Curtis is giving you that.
I can't
and you
see.
Can do a side.
I got my glasses off.
Okay, you basically are up on your elbows. You make your body straight and you're up on your elbows, or you can be up on your hands sideways or whatever, and you hold your body straight. So your abs and your lower back, your core is rigidly holding yourself straight.
Perfect way to find out if you got hemorrhoids. Perfect. Just an absolute perfect way to find out. Sorry, Jed.
I failed to see the connection.
When do your teeth fall out when you find out you've got hemorrhoids? We've run the gamut.
One out of two Americans have them, buddy. So I'm not.
Is that right?
I'm not too concerned.
Yeah, I guess that's Curtis because I don't have it. So. So I planked today, by the way, third day in a row of exercising.
So you do plank?
I did plank today, and I think I went about 30 seconds.
Did you use this word 20 years ago when I knew you, 25?
Not 25.
Is plank a fairly
10, 15 years ago.
Planking? Okay.
Planking, it's a good core exercise. I've tried to avoid it for the better part of 15
years. How many
years.
Planks can you do?
Well, it's how long.
Is it how,
so
how long
than,
can
yeah,
you do it?
Kind of in the yoga world,
okay.
Plyometrics type stuff. What do I think about this guy?
Yeah.
Get a hobby.
Yeah.
Too much of anything is too much.
He might not make 63.
Wow. Those were jet lines. We got to get stuff to show.
All right, 913-810-810. Great Cajun food is yours from Jazz, the Louisiana Kitchen, if you can stump the chumps.
The program with Soren Petro.
Why are we stopped?
I'll have three cheeseburgers.
For God's sake, she's having a baby.
Oh, that's right. And a kid's meal.
Weekdays from 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Webster defines trivia as bits of information that are of little value. Webster never played Stump the Chumps, a Kansas City institution for a quarter century. If you like sports trivia and free stuff, this is your chance. All you gotta do is stump the chumps. And here they are, Soren Petro, Pete Enick, and Curtis Siebold.
Yes, indeed. Time to give you some great Cajun food from Jazz. 913-810-810. 39th at State Line, out by the racetrack and the Legends, and of course by Silverstein Ice Center's Arena. Great place for you to have your pre and post headquarters before those Kansas City Mavericks games. 913-810-810, the phone number. Great Cajun food from Jazz. Great live music. Best Cajun food around. I love me some catfish bites.
Tasty.
I'm trying to remember, what did I have last time I was over there? I had something new, and it was awesome.
Did you?
Yeah, I don't remember what it was.
Fish family or?
Yeah, I think so. I think so. And I'll tell you what, for you fish eaters like me, the Catholics out there, anyone observing the no meat on Friday, for whatever reason, great spot for you to get some great, great seafood. We end up hitting Jazz at least a couple of times. We don't really get out that much, but we always hit Jazz at least a couple of times during Lent with my family. Kids love it. I love it. Mom loves it. You will love it as well. Go see him at Jazz.
Yeah, blackened catfish, blackened tilapia. It's all really tasty.
Oh, really good. Great shrimp dishes as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, great place to go. All right, 913-810-810. Let's get things started here. We start with Vince. You're in the program. Vince, stump the chumps.
Hey, guys. It's looking increasingly like Dotson and Azubuike may both make first-team All-American this year. Can you tell me the two players the last time two Jayhawks made first-team All-American in the same year?
Collison and Heinrich.
First team.
Or Heinrich and Gooden.
LaFrance and
Sharon
Paul
Collins.
Pierce.
Maybe. Was there somebody else with Sharon Collins?
Collins and Aldridge.
That's possible.
I mean, it's more rare than you think. There aren't Jayhawks falling off the trees here.
Who are you citing as the All-Americans? What outlet?
AP?
AP
All-Americans, okay.
So that's five. Is that they name five or ten?
No, he wants the last time.
I mean, do they name five to the first team All-Americans?
Yes.
Or
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. No, I mean, some of them do ten.
No.
Coaches.
Not first. That's usually second team.
I realize that, but some of them do. I'll take it. Ten. Yeah, okay. Five is tough. LaFrance and Pierce?
Yeah, I think if Collins and Aldridge would seem to be.
Think so?
I don't think KU's doubled up. That's the closest.
If he was a first team All American.
That would have been Collins Jr., right?
Yeah, Collins would have been a junior. Yeah,
and Aldridge would have been a junior.
Sophomore.
Sophomore?
God. Yeah.
I don't think Aldridge probably made it as a sophomore. So. As a junior, I'll bet he did, but I don't think he's a sophomore.
First
Collins
team?
Would have still been there, though, as a senior. He stayed all four, so it could have been. Sharon is a senior and Collins or
Aldridge is a junior. Yeah. I would buy that. It's either that or it's Heinrich and Collison.
I like.
Where
I
do
like,
you want to go?
I like Aldridge and.
We'll go Aldridge and Sharon Collins.
No, you guys need to listen to the old man more often. It was Pierce and LaFrance.
And LaFrance. Listen, don't start with the listening to the old man thing. I don't want to set a dangerous precedent here when it's all said.
I got one for this gentleman right here. Okay, Bill Renna was the first starting, and this is topical now. Bear with me. Bill Renna was the first starting right fielder for the Kansas City A's.
I got a Kansas one. Can I give him a Kansas one?
Sure.
All right.
Sure.
Kansas currently owns the longest active NCAA streak in 30 appearances. All right. Last time they didn't make the tournament, 1989. There are three other programs that are in the top 10 right now for longest consecutive streaks that are also active. So there are three active streaks in addition to KU's that are each of them are one of the 10 longest streaks in the history of the NCAA tournament of consecutive tournament appearances. Name me two of them.
Duke and Gonzaga.
You're right. The other one's Michigan State.
Nice.
Good work,
excellent.
My friend.
Excellent.
Good work. That's pretty strong. I don't,
oh, that was very strong.
You know, I'll just
fired that out pretty quick.
In the
that
future,
wasn't, that
Vince,
wasn't easy, man.
In the future, like at least act like you're thinking about it, because I don't need to have that stuck down my throat the way that one was.
Yeah,
at least act like I challenged.
That was just rapid fire.
I just got posterized.
Yeah.
Boom.
Went up for the block and he just threw it down on my face, two handed. Good Lord. Gevin, you're in the program. Stump the Chumps, Gevin.
Yes, good to talk to you guys, and I love the opening with Uncle Herb there. the most passing TDs in final season of their career in the NFL.
Ooh, that's a good one. Who did Carson Palmer, maybe? You know, he was still pretty top of his game.
Kurt Warner?
Kurt Warner's not bad. He was still slinging pretty it pretty good with the Cardinals. Unless he was, like, only played eight
Roger
games
Staubach.
Or something. I don't know what he'd do.
It's probably in the upper 20s.
It's not Peyton Manning.
No.
No.
Favre's last year was a train wreck.
Yeah.
He was hurt. He finally came out of the lineup and everything. Boy, Carson Palmer, Kurt Warner. Kurt Warner was still playing at a pretty high level.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't seem to have any drop-off. He walked away. I kind of like Kurt Warner.
Yeah, I do too.
Let's go Kurt Warner.
Great try, guys. He's four tied with the mortal Fran Tarkenton, but the top three are Andrew Luck with 39, Staubach, Curtis, you were hovering around there, 27, and immortal Brian Sipe.
Oh, yeah, Brian Sipe, yeah, that's right. But 39 with Andrew Luck as tops?
Yeah.
That's a pretty obvious
try
one.
This one again. Guinness are in with our buddy up there about Bill Renna.
Okay.
Okay, he was the first starting.
Apparently, we better get it out now.
Yeah,
it's
going to
come up every
time. It's
topical, too.
Okay.
Bill Renna, the first starting right fielder for the KCAs in 1955. He was also the first Kansas City major leaguer to be involved in what? This time of year. He was also the first Kansas City major leaguer to...
Oh, dang. Let me try play pitcher and outfield.
No, it's another sport. I'm going to give you a little
yeah, he accomplished something in another sport.
He was the MVP. Bill Renner was the MVP in the East-West Shrine football game, which back then was pretty big stuff. So,
interesting.
When Pete says this time of year, think about 2 months from now.
Oh, 2 months from now. God, you got me stumped.
That's how it works. That's kind of the name of the segment.
Well recognized there, Captain.
Something that will happen in Kansas City in the near future.
The Masters.
That's not bad, Gavin, but no, get drafted in the NFL, right?
First you get drafted in the NFL, 12th round Rams, 19-49. Hell of an athlete.
Dick, you're on the program. Stump the Chumps, Dick.
Yeah, Abraham Lincoln had a birthday 2 weeks ago, and I did some research.
I'm pretty sure he didn't.
Yeah.
It may have been the anniversary of his birth, but I'm pretty sure there was.
He was a rail splitter.
Yeah.
And I discovered that he's enshrined in one of our sports hall of fame. Can you name me that?
Probably
sport?
Wrestling, wouldn't you say? Because he wrestled a bear or a something or other. Wrestling hall of fame?
I mean, what the hell?
Yeah, you got it.
Oh, we're going to go with wrestling.
Holy smokes.
Go with wrestling, Dick.
I'm going home.
Thanks. Sorry to cut you off, buddy. Sorry to cut you off. Thank you for the call. He wrestled the bear? Yeah. I mean, let's not give Pete too much credit.
If I could possibly list
story,
all possible questions and answers that you could ever think of, what sports Hall of Fame is Abraham Lincoln in?
You're giving
wrestling
it too much
Hall of Fame.
It's a good guess.
No, I'm not giving Pete credit. I mean, the weirdness of the question and that's the answer. I'm going, okay. Apparently.
Hey, man, the old man likes getting a couple every once in a while.
What our only choices were pretty much wrestling or pitching horseshoes.
Or rail splitting. Why isn't Bear Bryant in there?
Sailing wooden ships.
He's in the bowling hall of fame somehow.
Swimming across rivers.
The Potomac.
He's in the hat-wearing hall of fame.
We were the not-shaving hall of fame.
Didn't think I'd ever get a question. What Hall of Fame is best, Abraham Lincoln in?
Best back row at the theater Hall of Fame. Oh, too early?
He's actually in the front row.
Too
best
early.
Critique.
Oh, he's in the front row? I thought he was
in
like
balcony.
The balcony. Well, that's the back row.
Best reason to be an usher instead of sitting down at the Ford Theater.
Too early? Are we too early to make, you know, movie job? Stump the Chumps, great Cajun food from Jazz. It's yours. All you got to do is stump the Chumps.
The program with Soren Petro.
I don't know. I don't know.
Weekdays from 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 8.
You're in the program on Sports Radio 810 WHB. It's a Stump the Chump Thursday. Your chance to win great Cajun food from Jazz, a Louisiana kitchen. All you got to do is stump the chumps. 913-3810-810. Where do we go next? We go to Brian. You're in the program, Brian. Stump the chumps, buddy.
Hey, how's it going, Josh?
Good, man. What do you got for us?
Hey, Grambling State with Doug Williams is one of four non-NCAA Division I schools to produce a Super Bowl MVP quarterback. Name the other three schools.
Northern Iowa, or where did Kurt Wilson?
Northern Iowa, yeah.
Delaware. Oh, wait, Flacco wasn't MVP.
No, he wasn't MVP. So we're going to start with Northern Iowa.
Okay, that's one.
And it's a quarterback or just a Super Bowl MVP?
Quarterback.
Quarterback, Super Bowl MVP.
Super Bowl MVP quarterback.
Phil Simms went to what? Kutztown?
Morehead State.
Yeah, he went to Morehead State.
Yeah.
Well, he won it, right?
Yeah.
Morehead State.
Yep, that's two.
Hostetler didn't win it that year, did he? Otis
West
Anderson
Virginia.
Won it. Yeah. Well, but he finished. Didn't he finish up? Oh, he did finish it.
Steve Young.
That's right. It was Penn State. Yeah. BYU. That's not 1AA.
Oh, 1AA. That's right. I thought you said like non-power five.
No. 1AA.
1AA.
Damn. Doug Williams. Rippon was Washington State. Who are we missing here? Give me some quarterbacks that have won the MVP, Curtis. Do something over there.
I thought Flacco had.
Is there anyone early? Greasy was Purdue.
Greasy was
Lenny
Purdue,
was Purdue.
Alabama, out of the shoe.
Michigan.
Bradshaw was Louisiana Tech. That wasn't until later. See, Stabler.
Well, would they have been 1AA back
now?
They weren't probably like Villanova. They were D1. And they're not 1AA now.
They weren't D1 then.
You sure?
Louisiana
78
Tech?
8 or 9?
I don't know.
Might be him then.
You want to try that? Sure. No, it would have been 72.
He
or
was 7. Bradshaw won the MVP in 78.
No, but he was in college.
Oh, yeah, he was 60. He was in 69.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that could
you
be.
You try that?
God, yeah. L.A., a lot of Tech wasn't. They weren't Division I in 69, were they?
I like it.
Well, Villanova was D1 and became 1AA. Like, a lot of the 1AAs were D1, and then it's when they broke a lot of the smaller ones away. So, I don't know. But La Tech might be the one that came up. Let's try it.
Yeah.
All right, in the interest of time, we'll say La Tech.
It's Delaware with Joe Flacco.
Flacco did win it?
Yes.
Damn you, Curtis.
I've got a football
Well, then we're
question.
Still right, though. That doesn't mean we're wrong.
No, we didn't.
We named
wrong.
Three of them.
We named two.
Yeah, we named two.
We named two.
I guess apparently,
right,
apparently Louisiana Tech wasn't the,
no,
wasn't
they're
the
not.
Right.
They were, I don't agree with that. They were Division I.
Well, Tony Gonzalez turns 44 today. He is among players who have played at least one game for the Chiefs. He has the most career receptions. Who's second on that list? Most career receptions.
How many games did the guy play with the Chiefs?
He played. Let's see,
is
he
it more than
four,
one or two?
Yeah, he played for 3 years. He played 45 games for the Chiefs.
And he's the second most career receptions. Not necessarily with the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Right, but he has the second most career receptions, NFL career receptions of anybody who ever played for the Chiefs.
The number is 743.
Oh, I just bailed.
The question blew him away.
What's the answer?
Andre Rison.
Oh, God. Wow, that's awesome.
And then Johnny Morton, Joe Horn, and Marcus Allen round out the top five of that list.
Wow. I like that question.
Andre Rison.
Bad Moon Rising. Pat, you're in the program. Stump the Chumps, Pat.
Got an obscure Kansas City baseball question.
Okay.
This will be a good one for Pete.
No.
There is one player that played for Kansas City baseball teams that is the only player to play for both the Seattle Pilots and the Seattle Mariners. Who was it?
Wow. Pilots and Mariners, and he played for?
Played in Jose. Kansas City.
So probably the A's, I'm guessing.
Yeah. Jose Raleo Montegudo.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't really. We've had this before.
This guy is not obscure. He's fairly well known.
Phil Roof?
He played for more than 10 M's. Had to have played for at least 12 years to have played for.
Alvin Davis. I don't know who the hell would have played for the Pilots. I don't know. You got it.
We should get this, but we aren't.
Yeah, you should. Diego Segui.
I should have got that. All right. Brady Singer making his Cactus League debut here in the program, or here this year. Name me either one of the, or let's try for both. Let's see what happens here. Both of the previous first-round draft picks out of the state of Florida. They didn't necessarily play for a Florida school, but they were from Florida. And they were first-round picks of the Royals.
First-round pick of the Royals.
Yep.
Hosmer. And Hosmer and...
It's actually three because I forgot about him.
You forgot about Hosmer, huh?
So, but you're right, so that's one. One of them is still playing. One of them is not. One of them was on the 14 ALCS championship team. One of them's going to the Hall of Fame.
Cologne.
One of them's not.
Cologne.
You know, I'm going to give that to you. He was from Miami, but he played at Miami. So I will give you that. You win. I didn't have that one either. We got some talking to do, Blake.
Cologne was born in Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico, okay. But I'm going to give it to him. He played at Miami. All right, real quick, Steven, you're in the program. Set the chump, Steven.
Phillip Rivers only has one pick six against the Chiefs. Who returned it?
Hmm. Oh, my gosh.
Sean Smith? Did he have one against? Was that? No, that was against the Bills.
I don't know. Might as well say.
Try Marcus Peters.
Justin Houston.
That's a good one. Lamar Jackson is a month younger than Joe Burrow, all right? Two other times, the MVP has been younger than the Heisman Trophy winner. Can you name me either one of those times? Name me either player involved in it, the Heisman or the MVP. Florida State, old quarterback. Did you say Wanky? You're right. You win, Steve.
End of the hour question. Brought to you by Joe's Kansas City Barbecue in Olathe, Leawood, and the original in the gas station at 47th and Mission.
It's all about timing. Who's the only player to catch two perfect games? Brought to you by Joe's Kansas City Barbecue.